Hey, this is Ellie.
And Gia.
And this is Eastside.
Hi, this is Jillian, Julia, and Ella, and we're going to be talking about Lea Michele and her new role as Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl on Broadway. So to start off, some of her background. So she was, how old was she when she started Broadway?
I don't know exactly how old she was, but as a young star, it was in like the 1980s. She got a role on Broadway.
Replacement, Les Mis.
Yeah, I think it was Les Mis. It was her first show. She got a role in that, and that kind of started her path to fame. So she also had a role in Spring Awakening when she was younger. And a lot of this was accessible to her because her family was from New York City. She grew up in New Jersey, so she was able to get over there pretty easily and get new roles. So she grew up in the spotlight.
Yeah, and then she was in Glee when she was... How old was she? Yeah, early 20s.
And that was in 2008, so that was her first role.
Like, that was like her breakthrough role. Like,
yeah, I feel like everyone because knows her through Rachel Berry,
who was her character. Like, any of her roles like in a Broadway show weren't major. She wasn't like the star or anything, especially because she was younger. But, I mean, Spring Awakening is really what got her there because at first, when the show first opened, it was off-Broadway, and people... like. She kind of just did off-Broadway shows. It wasn't very big at first, and then it moved to on-Broadway, and she got a major role in the show, which then led to her getting cast as Rachel Berry in Glee.
Mm-hmm. So Glee is... Do you want to explain?
Yeah, so Glee is a show that aired on Fox. It's a musical comedy and drama, mm-hmm. And it basically follows a group of kids starting in season one who all kind of...
High schoolers. It takes place in a school.
Yeah, it takes place in a town in Ohio, and none of these kids really fit in, but they all have a passion for singing, so they all join the Glee Club, and you kind of... All the kids have very, like, specific individual personalities.
Mm-hmm. And Lea Michele's role, which is Rachel Berry, is, like, very...
She's very hated.
She's very hated. Like, no one really likes her, but she is a really good singing voice.
But she's, like, so annoying. She's very arrogant. She's, like, a terrible friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even in the first episode when you're introduced to Rachel, she talks about how next to her name, she has to put a golden star next to her name. Mm-hmm. And sure, like, that kind of does foreshadow how she's always going to be the star. But it's, like, it just shows how annoying she is, how she always needs to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
So... While for, like, on Glee, Lea Michele's talents really were showcased. It's just that, like, you can kind of see that annoying side of her. And a lot of times, like, people associate her character with the actress. And it's kind of hard to...
But it's not even, like, oh, like, her character's so annoying. But, like, as an actress, like, she's, like, a really nice person. Like, all of the, like, co-stars on Glee, they've come out and said that, like, she was a horrible person to work with. And, like...
Yeah, and then also, I know there was a case. It was... So there was a character on the show. She came in, I think in season 6, her name was Jane. And it was a few years ago, I don't know when, the actress who played Jane, it was Samantha Marie Ward, I'm pretty sure, came out and said that Michelle, like, in the, like, outside of filming, made, like, racist comments towards her, which came out.
I think Amber Riley also said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there were just so many things that came out about Lea Michele. So it's, like, while she was this incredible star, she's just such a terrible person. Mm-hmm. And I think part of what ended up occurring is that she kind of took a break from the spotlight. So Glee...
Yeah, she hasn't been in anything since Glee.
Yeah, because Glee ended in 2015. And even during the span of that, like... She wasn't really starring in anything besides Glee.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But another thing interesting was she was engaged to the other co-star.
Yeah.
Who was Corey Monteith, but...
He died in 2011, 2012.
Yeah. But they were engaged, which was, like, a big thing.
Yeah, because also on the show, like, one of the whole storylines is... Rachel is in love with, you know, the star quarterback of the football team,
who's played by Corey Monteith,
who's passed away, but that was who she was engaged to in real life. So he played Finn on the show, who's one of the most, like, loved characters, and the two of them were together in real life, and so clearly they had a fine on-set relationship. It's just that with the rest of the cast,
no one else had that experience.
Sour.
But even though, like, as we said before, like, even though she was such a terrible character, like, her voice is amazing. She's probably the best singer on the show. And I feel like that was so highlighted, especially in the season one finale when she sings Don't Rain on My Parade, which is the song from Funny Girl. And that, like, becomes her, like, that song becomes her personality throughout the rest of the series.
Yeah, which is funny because it's, like, one of the main songs in Funny Girl.
Yeah, so then, like, later on, like, she's auditioning for, like, this performing arts, like, college, and, like, she sings the song, and, like, everything, any, like, major event in her life has to do with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it kind of, like, that song makes many, like, reoccurrences during the show. Like, I'm pretty sure there's kind of, like, a sing-off, in a sense, between her and Naya Rivera's character, Santana, where they both sing Dorina Winfrey, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just shows how she's always competing for this role because she wants to be the best of the best. This is Rachel, but also even Leah. Like, she's always very connected to the role of Fanny Bryce. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening in Glee was that she went to this school for, like, the performing arts in New York. It was called NYADA. It's not a real school. But her dream was to be Fanny Bryce on Broadway or even just to be, like, a Broadway star. And what ended up happening was she was able to get the audition for Fanny Bryce, and she secured the role, which was incredible. So that happened on the show, and next thing you know, real life, Lea Michele is casted mm-hmm. as Fanny Bryce. Yeah.
So now, like, with the conspiracy theories, like, given that she's such a horrible person to work with and this is such, like, an odd coincidence that she, like, was cast as Fanny Bryce, people mm-hmm. are, like, saying that, oh, she, like, sabotaged. Do you know who was playing Fanny Bryce?
Yeah, so it was Beanie Feldstein.
It was for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the show was renewed, and I'm pretty sure it was April of 2022.
And, oh, so recently.
Yeah, so it was off Broadway. It wasn't on Broadway for a really long time. It finally just came back. It starred Beanie Feldstein and then a few other actresses. What was interesting was that Jane Lynch was in Funny Girl.
Oh, and she played a character, a very prominent character, Sue Sylvester in Glee.
So what ended up happening was Beanie Feldstein, she posted on Instagram saying, it was in July, she said she had to leave the show earlier than expected due to changes that were occurring within production, and it wasn't really moving in the direction she wanted to. So we already knew that Beanie was going to be leaving the show, and also she didn't get great reviews as like Fanny Bryce. Mm-hmm. Like Funny Girl is, like, a very beloved show from Broadway, and the people
did not like Beanie.
Like, yeah, living up to, like, Barbara Streisand.
Exactly. Because like, mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand was incredible as Fanny, and and Beanie did not live up to that. So then with Beanie leaving, so did Jane Lynch, which is very interesting because just as Jane Lynch was leaving, Lea Michele came mm-hmm. in. And Lea Michele announced that she would be taking on the role of Fanny Bryce in July of 2022, just as Beanie said she was leaving. And
When did Jane Lynch announce that she was leaving?
I think the same time as Beanie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
it doesn't seem like a coincidence that Jane was leaving when
it's
Lea
just it's very strange because I mean I don't really know much about Lea and Jane's like on stage,
but I'm sure if other people have had issues with her.
Yeah, exactly. And Jane Lynch, I mean, a lot of people come out like she's such a good person. Mm-hmm. Like even though she doesn't, definitely
yeah, but as a person, yeah. She's
Jane Lynch is just amazing. So there's just been a lot. There's a lot to look at there between Jane Lynch and Lea Michele, mm-hmm. like the timing of them going and coming mm-hmm. to Funny Girl. But also, so Lea, her first week on set for it was in September, and the first thing that ended up happening was she got COVID.
Mm-hmm. So she was out of like a week of weeks worth of shows.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. all these fans who were bought these crazy expensive tickets to see Funny Girl mm-hmm. ended up not being able to see Lea Michele, who, even though as a person she's not necessarily great, everyone's going to see her performance because she still has such an incredible voice and she's mm-hmm. a great actress.
Yeah.
So during her time in quarantine, that's when she kind of started playing into some of the conspiracy theories that revolve around her.
There are many conspiracy theories made by fans.
Yes.
And so one of the most popular is that she cannot read, that she's illiterate. So this has been going on for a while, I think, since Glee.
Since Glee,
because there's been, like, speculation that, like, her, like...
Like, her...
Her team has read, like, read her the lines, and there's just a lot...
So there's a
and,
lot...
like, she wrote a book, too, and people are like, oh, yeah, like, her producer, like, her agents wrote mm-hmm. it for her.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like... So now she's very... She just made a TikTok account recently, and she posted a video saying something about how, like... It was supposed to be some sort of advertisement. I forget what it was, mm-hmm. but it was her reading something, but everyone was like, how is she reading mm-hmm. it? Because the whole thing is that she's illiterate.
No, yeah, I think she was, like, addressing it. It was, like, when Lea Michele can't read or something, making fun of herself.
There was that, but there was also one where it was her reading. It was, like, a totally, like, serious TikTok, uh-huh. and all the comments were going crazy about it because like, this conspiracy theory about Lea Michele being illiterate, like, it's kind of come and gone over the years. Like, it was very big when she was on Glee, and then as she kind of faded out of the spotlight, so did this conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. But now, somehow, it started trending on TikTok again, and next thing you know, everyone's talking about how
Lea
Michele's illiterate.
And she addresses it, yeah.
Yeah, so she made a whole TikTok on her account making fun of the fact that she's illiterate, and this was during the time when she was out with COVID.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm sure this is just a conspiracy theory. I think she actually is literate, but, like, the way she's playing it, I mean, honestly, I have no clue.
And the way the fans have taken it, I mean, it's not just, like, a conspiracy theory.
No, there's, like, a clip of her, like, a video at some award show, I think, and she's, like, standing next to someone, and she's, like, opening, like, the envelope to read, like, who won the award, and she, like, looks at it for a second, then the person next to her is, like, oh, my God, blah, 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 won the award. She's, like, oh, yeah, blah, like, whoever it was won the award.
Yeah, so there is evidence, but
yeah, there's
nothing's confirmed.
I honestly wouldn't put it past her.
Mm-hmm. No. Just based on the person that she is, like, it just seems like something that
could
be true.
And I mean, she definitely is educated, considering the fact, like,
you know,
she grew up on Broadway. She had to read lines somehow. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that, like...
But then again, you could take that the other way, that she was on Broadway. She wasn't in school as a kid, so she never
learned to read. People have been reading her lines since... Yeah. She was on Broadway, which
like
is
when she was like 6 years old on Broadway. That's when you're like you're learning to read. So like, if she missed out on school, then
So on that TikTok she posted, it was with her friend Jonathan Groff. He was also on Glee. He played one of her like high school boyfriends, and they ended up getting married on the show. And we're like, he's a very famous Broadway actor.
He was Kristoff.
Oh yeah,
in,
he voiced Kristoff in Frozen,
and he was the king.
Yeah,
in Hamilton, in the original cast.
Yeah, so in her TikTok, Lea Michele was, it was some sort of audio where she was lip-syncing to something that Kim Kardashian said in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and then the caption read, calling Jonathan to read me the comments on my first TikTok. So this was the first TikTok she ever posted, and this video got nearly 10 million views, which is just... I mean, for a celebrity, it's not crazy, but it's just the fact that this was her first TikTok video, and the fact that it was blowing up because of the fact that everyone believes she can't read. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just huge. Yeah.
And, I mean, she's been so, like, kind of off the face of the earth for...
Exactly. You
know, so, like, getting that much attention is a lot for her.
And it's just, it's crazy because, like, you know, for a period, she is so successful. Like, she's won a number of Emmys and...
Probably Tonys.
Yeah. I don't know exactly, but I know a lot of Emmys. Like, she won them
for her role in Rachel.
For Rachel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if there were any for anything, like, when she was younger. Probably not. But, I mean, you can definitely assume she's going to win some award for playing Fanny Bryce. Mm-hmm. Because she's gotten, like, 5-star reviews for her role. She gets, like, so many standing ovations every night.
There's also, bootleg videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm sure YouTube, too, of just her singing iconic Don't Rain on My Parade.
And that's
just
what people are going for.
That's what people are going for.
I don't even know what the show is about, but when I hear Funny Girl, I think of the song.
Yeah, and I would go just to hear her sing. Like, even like for me, I love Broadway, but I have no clue what Funny Girl's about, but I know Lea Michele's voice, and like I feel like it would be just amazing to hear that live.
And it's really impacted their sales.
Oh my god, totally. Mm-hmm. They've been sold out forever. And like I was just looking at Ticketmaster the other day at the prices. Like
they're insane.
Like some are going like the really like incredible like orchestra seats are going in like the thousands because it's like everyone wants to see Lea.
How long is she playing Fanny Bryce for?
Right now I think it's undecided.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
So that also shows that she doesn't have anything else going on. Like normally when Broadway's like the Broadway company in general like recruit famous people, they normally do it just for like to increase their sales, like if they're not doing as well as
one example of that is
Hugh Jackman. Like he's in a lot of Broadway shows, but you know he's still this huge like A-list celebrity who still has like movies and things, so a lot of his shows come in and out of Broadway, whereas Funny Girl
if it's undecided, I mean that shows that she's really not getting recruited for any new shows or anything just because of just as a theory, just because of how bad
she
is to work with.
But it could also be the fact that she could just be more successful in Broadway as opposed to
bringing so many sales.
TV. Because the thing is also, she did such an incredible job playing Rachel Berry in Glee. But like, I don't know what anything else she's been in. I think, she was in Scream Queens. I forget when that was on. It was like a 1 or 2 season show, but it featured like a lot of famous people. Like, she was in that with Emma Roberts, who's like one of her best friends, and a bunch of other like famous women. But that show, I mean, I know it's on Hulu now, but it never made it very big. Like, I remember seeing ads for it back when it was like when it was airing, but mm-hmm. it was never like this huge success. And I don't know of anything else that she was in that was like, you think of it as like, oh my God, Lea Michele was amazing in that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with movies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's just only known for Glee.
Yeah, so Glee. But the thing is, with Funny Girl, like, I feel like she could really just make the rest of her career out of, like, Broadway shows. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's her voice, honestly. Mm-hmm. And especially if
there's a quote that's like, she may be difficult, but, like,
but boy, she can
Which perfectly describes her.
That's Lea Michele. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, I guess in a sense, if she's that terrible to work with, it probably would be better to be
I was
on
gonna
a
say,
Broadway
because you're
show.
Not seeing, like, it's not like.
Yeah, like, yes, you're rehearsing it, but
you're
it's like.
With them.
You're not with them 24/7. Yeah. Like,
she also has a son, so she might not want to be.
Is she married?
Yeah.
Yeah. She might not want to be, like, busy filming
so
shows.
Yeah.
Like, Broadway mm-hmm. might be less of a commitment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's married to Zandy Reich. Mm-hmm. I'm no clue who he is. Mm-hmm. And one other thing about her. She does make music. Like, she has a record.
Really?
Yeah. It's
an album?
I feel like she would be more successful if she, like, released covers of Broadway songs, like,
definitely.
On
But also, at the same time, Apple that would be, like, she would... I feel like that would be too humbling for her to be a cover artist.
I don't know if she's an album. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's released 4 studio albums and 3 singles, and she also has 3 music videos.
Yeah, they do well, because I've never heard of them.
Exactly. I've never heard any of them. So, mm-hmm. it looks like the last time she had an album was 2017.
So, right after Glee.
Almost. Yeah, right after Glee, and it makes sense that she didn't put anything out during COVID, like 2020, mm-hmm. 2021. But, I know. Oh, and she did. I remember she went on tour with Darren Criss. So Darren Criss was he played Blaine on Glee, mm-hmm. and he was one of the actors on Glee who just was very close to Lea. They're still very close. I mean, he's a great guy. I know that, but So the two of them went on tour because he still makes music. But the thing is, neither of them, like, they played these huge like roles on Glee yet. Like, they're not very. Like, big in the music world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is
true.
Surprising because of how good they are at singing.
Especially because the two of them had, like, some of the best voices on the show.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's kind of crazy that neither of them went very far with their careers. I mean, mm-hmm. I know they did have sold-out shows, but, like, it's not like they were at these huge concert venues either. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know.
So that's all for today.
It's going to be interesting to see how long Lea Michele lasts on Broadway, or, like, she stays there permanently.
And I'm very interested to see if Funny Girl
and if even more conspiracy theories come out of her, like, being on Broadway and
maybe
stuff.
We'll find out if she can actually read at some point.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.